I don't mind this rain at all.
Yeah, duh. Yeah. Beautiful weather we're having here.
Okay. Okay. What's next?
What's next?
Oh, my God.
Hello, and welcome to the Sprocket Podcast, where we simplify the good life. My name is Brock Dennis.
And I'm Aaron Flores, broadcasting from the People's Republic of Portland, nestled in the heart of Cascadia.
We are the show that brings you somewhat irreverent conversations about the intricacies of thinking locally with a global perspective and enjoying the best that life has to offer along the way.
Covering bicycling, trains and transit, adventures and life hacks. And today, see, so I thought this was the, like, third crossover. And so I was going to go with the Star Wars, and I was going to call this Return of the Pedal Ship.
This could have been like the Jedi version of it.
Right, right.
Or that really terrible episode three, whatever that one was.
Although that was actually episode six.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Oh. But
maybe now's a good time to introduce Tim Mooney.
I was just going to do my Vader.
No.
Well, but then I thought, well, maybe it's the fourth, and so then I was going to go with the whole Star Trek thing and say, this is crossover four,
was that the
let's
Voyage
go
home?
Back in time and save the whales.
That was a good one. That was
my least favorite.
I unapologetically say that I like
really?
That one. Well, wow. I like Spock, you know, swimming in the ocean, you know, in like a loincloth. I don't know. Does that make me weird?
The whatever,
yeah, he did the Vulcan mind meld on a whale. Yeah. What? Perfectly believable.
I mean, I guess.
This is the, right? What do we say this was going to be the...
Well, I think this is maybe...
Passive-aggressive episode.
Yes.
What? It was a great one.
Also, maybe the eighth time that Tim Mooney has been on the Sprocket Podcast. Hi,
yes.
Tim.
Hi, everybody.
And at that point, the only thing I can think that stretches out that far is The Land Before Time. And I'm not conversant.
Star Trek Generations was the seventh iteration of
didn't have
Star
a number
Trek.
On.
Could we go to Bond movies? Hello.
Oh, right. What was Bond 8?
If only we had an internet-connected device that could tell us which one was the 8th one.
I thought Bond was 007.
Right. But
it's always the 7th episode of James Bond.
Yeah, every one of them is the 7th.
Well, you guys remember, on my show, I did the 00 references. So
yes.
For, you know, at least the first, you know, few months, you know, I ended up having all these Bond things. And people were like, hey, it's the 009 episode. Wasn't that the guy that, you know, was the traitor, you know, something like that.
Nah.
And then episode 10 came and it was all over. So
there we go. Yeah, and now it's only single O.
In... At the end of the year, I lose my first O.
Are you single O 98 right now?
I think we just did this. The crossover that will be attached to this fine episode will be Pedal Shift 078, if I'm not mistaken, which is crazy.
Single 078.
078, yes.
Nice.
Also, my girlfriend's here.
Yes. Oh, yes. Hello.
Hello.
Sorry we talked over you this whole time.
Oh, right. I've had a lot to say about that.
About, yeah. About nerd culture and how great Star Trek is, the franchise.
No.
I watched Star Trek growing up, but it was not in order. It was like one of the four channels and like an episode at a time.
Okay.
So.
Just like as it was available.
Classic, yeah. Star Trek.
This was before the TV broke, so yeah, that was like before age 8. Yeah.
And then the TV broke and...
And here we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fast forward. Here we are.
Could be the best thing that ever happened to you.
Maybe. Yeah.
If anybody hears some strange sounds, some snoring or anything like
oh,
that,
yeah.
There's
oh, yeah.
One other lady at the table.
That's right.
It is
forgotten.
The Outlaw Queen of Oklahoma, Bellstar, the cycle touring pug. So.
That's right. Yeah. Aaron is now taking his.
Aaron's getting the remote. Bellstar, say something. No, she's got nothing. She's very chill.
Not even a snore.
She's
not even
exhausted
a noise,
from
yeah.
This weekend. She's been through a lot. I took her to a Mooney family wedding. That is enough for anybody to have to deal with. So, yeah,
it's a lot of stuff.
Oh man,
yeah.
I'll tell you,
it's a lot to sleep off.
It was good stuff. It was good times. My cousin is a wonderful human being. I'm very happy he got married. It was great.
Good for him.
It was great. Bellingham is a beautiful town.
It is.
If you're in the northern part of Washington State, Bellingham,
and you,
Washington.
You've bicycled through that a couple times.
I realized I did not bicycle through Bellingham because I was in the San Juans, and I came down to the peninsula from there.
Okay.
But it got me excited about the possibility of maybe bicycling through Bellingham perhaps later this year. We'll have to see. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, it's a beautiful area.
It's gorgeous.
You're close to Mount Baker. You're close to a lot of other things.
You could see the mountains that make up Whistler. Very cool. Very nice.
Those are beautiful mountains.
You can see Kenyadia.
Kenyadia?
That's how you pronounce it now, right? Kenyadia?
America's cycling cap? I think it's what the bike snob would call it.
Oh.
Yeah. Or perhaps we are Canada's underpants.
I like that one better.
Yeah.
I think it's more appropriate.
Speaking of Canada,
yeah.
This is a bit off topic, but I read a pretty interesting blog entry from one of our favorite Canadians, Glenn Kubish.
Yeah.
Yeah. He entitled it something about the weathertorializing of the news.
What does this mean?
It's like editorializing as you're talking about the weather.
Oh.
And how, like, even in Canada, cold equals bad.
Oh, yeah.
Mostly as it relates to driving conditions.
Okay.
And warm equals good because same.
Sure.
You know? And, you know, if one of the points that he's making is, like, we live in Edmonton where it's regularly, you know, in the negatives.
Right. And he likes to bike in the snow, as I recall.
Yeah, yeah. And, yeah, that's another thing is, like, you're relating this like you're saying snow is bad, cold is bad because car crashes happen and ice happens.
Right.
And you're relating this in a very auto-centric tone that is pretty unnecessary.
Right, right. So editorializing.
Anyways, is really good? Yeah, editorializing while talking about the weather.
Sure.
And the weather is something that, like, generally has patterns.
Yeah.
Generally.
If not, they're not predictable enough. It's like a plaid.
Sure.
Yeah, like... You're never sure exactly which color stripe comes next, unless you can see the whole picture.
Yeah,
it's like if you were seeing. So
time
that
to go to bed.
Yeah, that happens.
That happens every
7 p.m. Grandpa, time to go to bed.
I gotta learn to shut this off.
Well, we'll talk about it later.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Every Monday.
Yeah, it's all good. I'm glad that we brought attention to it because now people go back and listen for it and be like, right. Oh, I gotta listen to that episode again.
It's like an Easter egg in all your episodes, right?
Exactly. I went to bed late the other night.
Are you paying for it now?
Kind of, yeah. I think I was also paying for it before the day started, but went bike camping with a bunch of people. We've done these group bike tours to just overnight destinations a couple of different times. I was just telling you earlier that now that you don't work on weekends, I need to invite you.
Yes,
so
you do. I mean, thank you.
Yeah,
and before they happen is actually probably the more traditional way.
Exactly. As opposed to like, hey, we're bike camping tomorrow. Do you want to go?
But I'm some weird East Coast guest here, so I don't know your Portland ways.
You're so uptight, Tim. I can't believe you.
I tell you.
You don't want to just drop everything at a moment's notice? We are so relaxed here on the West Coast. And we
so
never
relaxed.
And when we say 10 o'clock, we mean
11:30.
Yeah.
Sometime tonight.
15 today. Minutes. Yeah.
Right.
Anyways, it was fun. It was great. But we were talking about weather, and I will weathertorialize just a little bit here because I do not like being wet when I am outdoors and I have to exercise a lot. It just doesn't feel good to me. So Friday, we had like the most beautiful weather that we've had in a long time. We've been getting like one of these days every week for, I don't know, the past couple weeks. And I think that's kind of how Portland spring goes. You get one good one and like six bad ones.
And then you get today.
Yeah. So I went to today by just describing it would be.
Oh, today was incredibly shitty.
It was very wet.
Explicit tag. It was really, I mean, but it was like winter bad. I mean, it was hard driving. It wasn't that like nice little Portland spitting rain.
Like a sprinkle.
Yeah.
It was like inside of a fluffy cloud.
It was sort of like, you know, feels like temperature is like 39 degrees or something like that.
Yeah, it was coming down like ice.
It was really crazy. It was
Portland,
really crazy.
Not the land of sunshine or bunnies.
I was going to say, I was misinformed.
Sunshine was covered up and the bunnies were all taking cover.
Gone.
Yeah.
Gone.
But there was rain. And the rain cloud is like the third part of that trifecta, I think. So I just made it a trifecta. It's probably not a trifecta, is it?
Well, if there are three things.
Yeah. But two of them are yours, and one is one that I inserted.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So I apologize.
Sure. No, it's like a Venn diagram. It's all good.
Okay. All right. So all land good. Of sunshine and bunnies and rain clouds.
And rain clouds.
Okay.
It doesn't flow as well. I'm just going to say.
Occasionally you get the rain cloud that looks like a bunny.
Okay. Well, there you go.
It has a silver lining around its edge. I'm really trying to make this work.
This is the sound of mobile devices turning off around the world.
Now that we've lost all of you,
yes,
let's proceed.
Only the super fans are left. Congratulations.
Seriously.
Hi, Aqua.
Yeah. So
it's just Aqua listening at this point, right?
Yeah, so we went out and we started at we were going to start at 10 a.m. Ended up getting there around 10:30 because I was co-leading this trip with Aaron Green, author of We Were Like Sons, and the founder of the Regrainery. He does kind of pretty things made of reclaimed wood.
Yeah.
And the reason I mention that is because he gave me a box of wood to carry. He actually offered to carry it himself, but I didn't want to take the time to swap out the bob trailer because it's that involved. Like, yes. I don't want to mess with the skewer and everything. And so I just said, hey, I'll carry it. So we ended up riding. I was a little late due to weather on Saturday morning because there was a big cloud burst. Didn't sound like a lot of fun to ride through. I'm not sure if anybody did or not. I know there were people at the meetup location before I got there, and I felt bad for them if they were wet, but they didn't look wet, so I think they were okay. But we rode to Battleground Lake State Park, which is up in Washington. The ride we took was about 30 miles long, and it was a beautiful day for a ride. You know, it got like a little misty at points, but we saw a cloud burst as we were riding through the kind of the North Vancouver plains, and it went right around us.
Oh, that's cool.
And then Saturday afternoon, we were there. Eric Iverson was on the trip as well. He ended up wading out into the lake in his flip-flops.
I saw that photo.
Basking in the sun.
Yeah.
By evidence of the pictures that you sent, like I would have thought it was much sunnier than it was mm-hmm. over here.
Yeah, and it never rained all night. There were other showers predicted for later that night, but we made a fire, we made dinner, we stood around the fire and told scary stories and jokes and drank beers. We had a wheelbarrow full of empties again, which we've done in the past.
Sign of a good one.
Yeah. And it was nice. So the next morning, we wake up and there's a light sprinkle on the tents and the tarp city that we built. We strung tarps up. I was trying to remember if it's like not permitted to put tarps up somewhere. And I think it is not. Wait, permitted? Yes. So
you think it is not permitted?
I think there is a place where they tell you don't hang things from the trees.
Okay.
I feel like you guys talked about this before, that it was at what's the state park out the other direction?
In Oregon?
Yes.
Okay. Like MacIver or
Stubb Stewart.
Okay.
I feel like that you've talked about this in Stubb Stewart, that you couldn't tie things to trees or something like that.
Yeah, and I would imagine maybe because there's so much traffic at that one, they just don't want you to tear all the bark off the trees. Maybe that's it.
That's a dim memory.
That's
a deep cut.
One of the owners at Clever, Todd, he tours like exclusively with a hammock.
Right. So he is not allowed
to
camp there.
That would not work.
This is why I stopped touring with hammocks, because I ran into too many places like
that.
Oh, for real?
Oh, yeah. I used to have a Hennessy hammock and all that, and I loved it.
Yeah.
Except that when you get to a place and you're like, this is a great campsite, too bad I have to sleep on the ground with this hammock that's basically, you know. It's
not very comfortable on the ground.
It's not comfortable at all.
Yeah. Turns out.
It is not.
You're trying to do the right thing, right? You're like trying to pay for a campsite instead of just like squatting in the woods somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to admit something here. You know, I did it on the CNO once, and there wasn't at this one campground that Chelgo named. I had to tie to one of the signs, and I got into it, and the sign promptly broke out of the ground.
And that's why you don't do that, kids.
Wow.
Yeah. I felt bad. I'm going to be honest. But I also, it hurt.
Yeah. Seriously. Yeah.
So that was when I was like, you know what? There you go.
Oh.
Well timed, sir. That's a Foley. You got the Foley machine going.
Do my best, yeah. So that, you noticed that trombone I had to be on the chair.
I know. You were ready for it. But so I stopped touring with hammocks after that because I was like, you know, this is a sign.
So I was, we just woke up, like, you know, there's a tarp city that we had built in the case of rain. And so we had breakfast under the tarp city. And then we packed up and got ready to go. You know, it was still kind of sort of sprinkly, but we got everybody packed up, ready to go without significant dampness. You know, just like the light sprinkle.
Right.
And so we're riding out. I lost my wife in Ventersburg. She was the last person.
That sounds like a great country song.
I wrote one, so I'm going to.
My wife in Ventersburg.
I'm going to record it at some point when my voice comes back, and we'll be sharing that with everybody. But yeah, we lost her, and we ended up finding her like 3 hours later at the bridge from Vancouver to Portland.
Like, she took off ahead of you guys?
Well, she was behind us, and she was like, oh, I'll just catch up with them. But we made a turn, and we were on a route she hadn't done before. And so all of a sudden, here's like, 12 bicycle tourists standing around looking for my wife, and she's not coming down the road.
Uh-oh.
We ended up sending like people back and forth and everything.
Yeah.
We eventually found her. We eventually made contact, but there was like, dead phone batteries and that sort of thing where we just couldn't be fixed easily. So we soldiered on. I felt, I was like, yeah, have I made the right choice? Is she going to be pissed?
I was going to say, like, at your comfort, like, what was the mood?
She was just fine.
Okay.
Yeah. I was just worried that she'd be like, you left me behind. She wasn't.
You
she
bastards.
Was. She was just fine. Yeah. But the only rain that we encountered on the trip was just as we were pulling into the AM PM to take a pit stop, use restrooms, get, you know, snacks and that sort of thing. That was when the heavens rained down. And it was like today in where, like,
oh, because you were riding back on Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sunday was not good.
Sunday was not great.
No.
No. But we did manage to get out of most of the downpour. Like, we were inside eating, you know, the cheap hot dogs from the hot case when the rain actually
There's
poured.
Nothing that Mini Mart people like more than a dozen bike tourists hanging out while the rain is going on.
I love
that shit.
$150 in your pocket. Thank you for the space.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were, what, were you saying that sarcastically? Or
both. Because I've had both experiences where they're like, woo, party. Hey, everybody come on in. And then there's just sort of like, you're not spending enough now.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You haven't earned your keep.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. That'll be three more hot dogs, sir. Yeah. Stand next to that heater.
I have both sides of the story.
Yeah. So it was great. It was a good way to start the camping season, because the last time I went camping, I think, was like our snow camping trip, in which I didn't enjoy that. And I wasn't prepared well for it.
Yes.
No. But this was the kind of camping I like to do, and it felt great. One cool perk is that when I rolled into the campground with all these people behind me, there was people standing at the ranger station figuring things out. And I was trying to figure out, like, do we register here? Do we register at the campground?
Yes.
What's the best way? And so I said, excuse me, sir. What, you know, how is this working? And he says, are you Brock from the Sprocket Podcast?
Oh,
yeah.
That's great.
Yes, you know what?
You
just go wherever you want.
Holy shit. It was Ranger Tom. He's going to be Ranger Tom from now on. So.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. But he was the one who asked if Portland could handle one more beard.
And, right. Oh, he's from Oklahoma.
Is he?
Wait, what?
Uh-oh.
Wait. No, I don't know. But one more white guy with a beard?
Yes.
You
yes.
read that and it was totally... A guy from Oklahoma.
Does Okie speak?
All I know is that Oklahoma dominates this table because that's where Belle Starr is from, too.
That's
true.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that would be cool if that was the case.
Didn't you read his message?
We did.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go back and look that up now.
This is like the all trivia episode. It's like, I remember back in episode 12 when you had this Oklahoma dude.
It's like our version of like the clip show.
Yeah. That, it's like my holiday show with the elf and everything.
Maybe he went from Oregon to Oklahoma. Or maybe I just wanted to believe that it
really,
was something.
He went from Oregon to Oklahoma.
I think he went.
The only thing that's less believable than that is Oregon to D.C.
Oh,
wait.
Who would ever do that? Who would do such a thing?
Some idiot.
It's not possible.
I remember when I was getting ready to move here, I did meet a couple that moved to Oklahoma from Oregon, and I was like pretty taken aback that they had made that decision. But, you know.
The only people who go from Oregon to D.C. are elected officials.
What were you elected to, Tim?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. The state of Oregon is probably far better off without electing me to anything, trust me.
Well, I'd vote for you.
Wow. You don't even know my platform.
I don't.
It's I don't really actually. Bad.
I don't need to.
It's terrible.
It's waterproof. It keeps the water out when you wake up on the trail. Your platform is good. I'm solid. I will vote for it.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah,
that's an inside joke to a story that we told earlier.
A long time ago. Back in episode 27.
Yes. So, anyways, it was cool to meet Ranger Tom, and I was really glad that, you know, he was very cool about it. And, yes, he is from Oklahoma.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. He's fleeing persecution, probably for his beard.
No, they have beards in Oklahoma. They're just different.
Maybe.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, no. Spill your Oklahoma knowledge. Spill that Oklahoma knowledge.
I don't want to say it.
All right.
You're safe here. They can't get you.
We'll put your microphone on mute.
Not as though anyone's listening.
Yeah, nobody listens to this show.
So,
or my show.
Yeah. So I did have a head cold, I think, going into this. I thought it was brought on by allergies. It may or may not have been, but I still have that head cold. So I'm trying to kick it, you know, so it goes.
You sound like $1 million, I'm just telling
you. That's really nice of you to say. I appreciate that.
I think you sound like $1 million.
I feel like 200,000.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad compared
to 20%.
I don't think I've ever felt like
200,000. You're saying you're rolling in here at 20% and you're doing this podcast? You are.
I don't know.
You're a treasure, sir.
I'm bad with numbers.
You're a treasure to podcasting.
You, sir, a treasure. Well, I was just going to say about that sunny day, Eric Iverson was down somewhere trying to find a drink. And it turns out when the sun comes out, all the people come out in Portland. They want to go out and like sit outside and drink beer and smoke cigarettes and you know, clog up all the tables. Oh. And so he was like, where should I go? He was at a loss until he looked across the street and said, oh, the beer mongers at Southeast Division and 12.
I was just going to say, what corner was he at?
There
I
is,
have an idea.
There is always a place for you to sit there. He found a seat, even on the day when everyone was taking the seats at the tables. You know, there was no choice in his mind that he could see except for the beer mongers at Southeast Division
and
12.
And while he was sitting, he could glance up and watch Sports with Sound.
That's right.
Glance further up and see a big stick on the ceiling.
You know this so well.
I've been there a few times.
It's a good
place
spot.
Is damn legendary, man.
I was just there recently. We are enjoying beverages provided by them. Thank you, the beer mongers. Is that like the Dalles where you have to say the beer
mongers? Yes.
Like, yeah, the beer mongers.
No, I think we determined this. It's a definite article.
Thank you, the beer mongers.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is the ginger brew, which I am having because I had perhaps too much beer, perhaps not. But over the weekend, I got this head cold. So I'm having this ginger brew, which is non-alcoholic.
The ginger will be good for you.
Based in kombucha and from Lionheart.
I've also got the ginger fix kombucha also from Lionheart.
They do a good thing.
Yes.
Yeah,
so. I'm drinking a fine IPA. And you guys don't have a lot of IPAs here in the Northwest, so I felt really good. I felt really fortunate to be able to get this Fort George Suicide Squeeze, which I thought was from... Washington State, but as I'm reading the side, it says Astoria, Oregon.
Which
By the
is
way,
very close.
Can I throw down my Oregon pronunciation? I say Oregon, not Oregon.
Yes.
And I say Astoria like a proper person. So.
Wait.
Astoria?
Not Astoria?
Okay.
Astoria?
Wait.
Well, it's because I had half of an Astoria brew. Did I just mispronounce it while like, you know.
No, like now I'm just questioning how I pronounce it.
Yeah.
Well, because I think that it's Astoria in New York City is a section of Queens, if I'm not mistaken.
What is it? Astoria?
Astoria. Okay. It's spelled the same way. So it's like it's one of those things.
But,
I feel like it's a trip test, you know, to get,
right,
uh-huh. get East Coasters.
But
so you
named
say
for the Astors.
Right.
Right. Exactly.
So therefore it's Astoria.
Exactly.
Well, John Jacob Astor.
Yes.
Astoria is how you probably should say it, right?
Astoria?
Because Astor is how you pronounce
Sounds
John
like
Jacob
something
Astor.
That happens after I have too much Taco Bell.
Yeah. So.
Killed it!
Well, this
okay.
episode,
it.
There are rails. There's this episode, and there's this episode off the rails.
Aqua's
the only one left, people.
Aqua,
the only
you're
one
the
left
real MVP.
Aqua.
It's
true. She may have turned off just yeah. now. Even she's like, all right.
Aqua's got limits.
This is too much
I don't blame
gas.
Her. I don't blame her.
I do have to give props to Aqua because she was part of the team that Adele and our friends Karen and Tony were on. And that whole circle race at Lads, well, it wasn't a race. It was a relay. But
really?
Because races on the roads in Portland are illegal.
That would be wrong.
And it would be wrong to race on the road.
That's right. So, no, they did really well. The Bacon Buddies, I think is what they call themselves.
Yep.
And they did, like, surprisingly well. They were up above the halfway point on the list, even higher, I think. So just a shout to them. Also, our friend DBR, who put on the Lads 500, he rode to Olympia in one day.
Oh, nice.
Whoa.
And I think he rode back with Nathan Jones, who is now in Portland.
Oh, yeah.
He made it.
All right.
Nathan Jones, who famously has been racing around Earth.
Did he make it? I mean,
well,
did he?
Well,
like,
he's back.
He was going for the record, though. Like,
and I think.
You know if, do we know like if he made the record?
He started in Europe, and so he still needs to go to the East Coast.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
So he should be done by about now. Is what I'm guessing. If you saw him earlier this morning,
exactly. Yeah.
Knowing Nathan, no, I've never met Nathan, but like I am aware of his superhero-dom, and yeah,
I'd like you to meet him someday when you come.
I would
again.
Like to, except he's always moving.
He's always he's always racing around Earth,
and I don't believe I could keep up with him because I am slower than him.
Right,
substantially slower.
Right,
than
right. So, anyways, that those are things I wanted to bring up that were interesting to me and may be of interest to our listeners. We are going to talk a little bit about. What's happening at the bike racks?
There's a cat.
There's a black cat.
Oh, okay.
It's cool.
A big black cat.
There's nothing about bad luck with that or anything.
attempting to steal your bicycle.
And your soul. But I own a black cat, or I have a black cat in our house. His name is Jackson.
I like that separation.
Named after the Johnny Cash song, Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We got married in a fever.
There you go.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
We were going to ask you guys, Aaron and Anna, about your travels to Hawaii, because you took folding bicycles, Brompton bicycles.
Brompton folding
bikes. To Hawaii.
The little clown bike, as we like to call it.
Yeah. And, loving the... Ooh! Inside baseball.
Uh-oh.
A certain...
Is this
representative
like
of a certain folding bike company was most definitely they were a little miffed that we used that term.
Little like, clown bike?
Yeah, which exactly, right? Oh,
I say that with love in my heart, man.
Yes, and we all do. And also, like, it's true. But also, like,
first of all, but it's super true. Yeah. Second of all, I rode your little clown bike over Big Freaking Sur.
Yeah.
I said it with love.
Yeah, and it's just such an endearing little, like, thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Take him to the beer mongers at Southeast Division.
That's
and 12
all.
Next
that's
time.
All he needed. Yeah. Giving, that's all he needed.
Yeah.
It's, you know, resolved.
Okay.
But
I was going to say, how can I make up for this injustice? Like,
oh,
how can
no.
I...
No. He, you know, it's fine.
They'll be all right.
Yeah.
We're not saying anything about anybody.
No. We, you know, talk it out.
That's right. Off the air. And off the record.
Off the record.
But yeah, I was gonna pass the reins to you, Tim, because you know a fair amount about travel with bicycles and travel with Bromptons. So
yes.
You would know the right questions to ask these folks who just did some travel with Bromptons.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Brock. I feel like I'm stealing your show. And
it's not stealing if someone gives it to you.
I feel like we became like Channel 7 or something. Like, and now with Tim, we're...
All I'm saying is you break
good
it, you
evening.
Buy it.
Good evening, Sprocket Podcast listeners, and welcome to this subversion of this show where I'm taking over and talking about the Brompton Tour de Hawaii. The first thing, okay, everybody always asks with Bromptons, and I'm sorry, folks in Great Britain, and it is a little clown bike, and we love it. So if I say little clown bike, it's because I love it. And I own one, and I'm a big fan.
Could we just, like call it LCB from now on?
Oh, I think that might be it. I might need to get, like, an LCB decal for mine, yeah. The fun thing about Bromptons is how portable they are. And, of course, the first thing that everybody always asks is, how did you get it? Were you able to get it? Because the holy grail, as it were, of traveling with the Brompton is to get it in the overhead.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And I've been able to do that on most of the times. I've flown to Europe with it. I've flown across country a few times with it. I've gotten it in the overhead almost every single time except for once. And so the question that I have for you is, did you ride to the airport and did you try to get in the overhead? Explain the process.
I want to throw a question back at you.
You may.
What was the one airline that you weren't able to get it on?
Oh, that's a great question. I believe it was the one where they like
and
to
where?
Drag.
Oh,
they like to drag people off planes and beat them up.
Oh, snap.
Not that we're saying anything about anybody.
Okay.
No, your response was, oh, I'm sorry, you'll have to be more specific.
Yes. Oh, snap, that was too general. I don't know who that was.
I was flying the friendly skies, shall we say. Yeah. And I don't recall specifically. It was one of the cross-country trips that I had. Okay. But I've been able to...
But you were flying out of...
I was flying from D.C. to San Francisco.
Mm. Oh, okay.
And that was the only time, and it was because it was a really full flight, and so it was. They actually asked, "Hey, if anybody wants to gate check, we'll do this for free and all that other stuff." I understand that you had some issues with the whole gate checking process, so.
Oh shit! We're naming names.
Oh,
we may have to bleep that out.
Okay, so. It appears this is an emotional subject for you, so maybe we should start in a safer space. You get through security. You have the wonderful TSA discussions, I'm sure, right?
Well,
because they all
so
love them, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
We'll start
best
with,
discussions ever.
Let's start with PDX. Did we ride to the airport?
Yeah.
We got a ride.
We hitched a ride.
Yeah. You hitched a ride.
Yes.
That's fine. Cheating. But, you know, fine.
I guess that's okay.
I guess if you want to, you
guess,
know.
Yeah.
I mean, they are bikes and they can roll and you can ride the airport.
But whatever.
But you know what? You can each own, you know.
This really
so
is
the
like the passive aggressive
little clown bike, you know, everything. So you get to PDX, a lovely airport. If those of you who are listening have never flown through Portland's International Airport, it's a lovely airport.
I am biased because I live here, but I think it's my favorite airport.
A lot of people say that.
Really close to, surprise, Detroit Airport.
The new Detroit Airport.
Yes.
When you were a kid, did you ever go through the old Detroit Airport?
Yes.
That was. That's going to be a whole different episode. That'll be, you know, episode whatever episode of this. D.
Legend has it. A friend of a friend of a friend's gun is somewhere thrown in the yard of the old Detroit airport. That's a longer story.
Wow.
That's
very pre-9/11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good...
And that, again, all hearsay, it's just stories upon stories.
Because that would be wrong.
Honestly,
the former co-host of the show used to say.
I have no way of confirming or denying any of this.
So you get your Bromptons to the wonderful, brand newly carpeted PDX. That's a big controversial thing, everyone. Just trust me on that.
The geometry is different in the design.
It's different, and the socks are all wrong now, but that's another thing. One of your senators actually has a swatch of the old PDX carpet in their office.
In their office?
I can't remember which one. I think it's Merklet. But anyways, but I digress. So you get up there. You check in. You checked some bags, probably.
We had one suitcase between us. I had my big North Street backpack pannier convertible.
Gotcha. Were your Bromptons in stealth mode? Were they covered?
They were
they
naked.
Were not.
Yeah,
naked.
Naked.
I have kind of like a difficult relationship. Well, one, I don't have a bag for these Bromptons. They're
right.
Rented.
They were rented.
But you bought...
Well, yeah, we did buy the Dimpa. What are they called? Bags?
Dimpa.
Yeah. The IKEA bag.
The IKEA.
Yeah, two
of those. And those tell, if you're gate checking, it kind of tells the luggage agent,
which way's up.
Yeah,
please don't break my effing bike.
Yeah.
Is that sort of what it says?
It's that kind of...
But we're going to get to that, aren't we?
I don't think we can do that.
We're not going to name the airline.
Right. Anyway.
I think we already did.
I mean, they kept up with Pepsi. So. Yeah.
Is this all, by the way, let me just play the lawyer here for a second as an inactive member of the Oregon State Bar. full disclosure, cards on the table, inactive, still took
you're
the bar.
You're now on retainer.
I'm now, I'm not your lawyer, but I'll give you some fact-free advice here. If everything is true, you don't have any problems.
All right.
There's no such thing as libel or slander if it's factually correct. So,
All right.
Hypothetically.
Getting past this.
Yes.
Let's go back to Brompton's naked. I kind of have issue with the stealth mode thing, and I might end up breaking down later because...
I think you will.
Because
part of me is I'm bringing this on the plane. You guys are going to have to start getting used to this, granted, they're not like the wave of the future because they've been around for a long time.
Right.
But pretty soon, everybody's going to have an LCB.
Yes.
That would be my hope, honestly. But I think pretty soon, a lot more people are going to be having these and a lot more people are going to be flying with them because they're just both easier and more fun than a rented car.
And they're rad.
Yeah.
They're super rad. But here's the problem. They are slightly outside the size dimensions of what's supposed to go in the overhead.
No, they're not.
Yep.
You lie.
Slightly outside. Just slightly. They fit.
That's the Achilles heel, though. That's the Achilles
heel.
Because anytime someone calls you out on that and they ask you to fit it in the slot.
Could you put it in this ridiculous sizing thing that's over by my feet, sir? Yep.
Put everyone else's in there, too.
Exactly.
There,
ma'am. Ma'am, would you please? I don't think that's going to fit. Yeah, so you get through to TSA. Let's fast forward through the pleasant stuff and get to the crappy stuff.
So,
I'm good about narrative storytelling.
Going out was great. The TSA,
the TSA lady said
audio
verbatim, "That's the coolest thing I've ever seen. Please ride some miles for me." You know, just like a very movie level positive experience at the Portland airport. I don't think the United...
We'll
I don't think
that.
United America, Alaska, Delta.
I don't think the airline employees
right on.
I don't think they had much of a reaction at all. They just kind of regarded them, and we opted to gate check them. Partly because I think they may have announced that the flight was pretty booked on each leg going out, but we
so my memory is a little bit different.
Go for it, because it was early.
It was early. That's true. They, she didn't like mention anything about it being a bike or anything like that. The woman at the, what is it? Not the gate. Well, yeah,
at the counter.
Gate. Yeah, at the counter.
Before you got into
You get in the tube.
Into the tube, yes.
Yeah.
These are the people that are the hardest people to get by.
Generally. She just friendly said, like, would you like me to gate check those for you? And, you know, we were just why not? You know, and we put them in our little bags and everything was hunky-dory.
And she turns away and she says, by gate check, I mean toss them against the side.
Oh, yeah. No, and we, like, walked them to the, like, you know, you go down the tube and then there's that little door there and that's when we put them all in the bag. Yeah. And there was the dude there going to take them down the stairs and he was, like, very complimentary.
Oh, yeah. About,
you know.
How much does it weigh? How much does this cost?
Yeah,
all those questions.
All the questions. Yep.
And it feels good at that point.
Oh, it felt great.
Yeah, you're like, yeah. Because you're just like, okay, these are professionals.
Yeah.
These folks see that this is a bicycle. They see that they understand that this is close to my heart.
Yep.
And then they hand it to somebody else who gives zero fucks.
Well,
zero.
Well, again, going out, it was fine. Going out was fine.
Oh, going out was fine. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you get off. You get off, and you're in paradise.
In fact, like we got them back. They came through, and I was just like so ecstatic that like they came back unblemished.
Absolutely.
And everything.
Yeah.
Like I took this picture of Anna's Brompton with a little lay over top of it, and even thanking the airline for treating us so well.
Isn't that
ironic? Famous. Yeah.
Isn't that? This is what we call foreshadowing, people. Proper storytelling. Yeah. We really play this portion of it up.
Is it foreshadowing or misdirection?
A little of both. Okay. A little of both. So you're Honolulu? What'd you fly into?
Yeah, we were at the Honolulu airport. We stayed on Oahu the whole time.
Okay, great. And you unfold them. Everything's working great. Mm-hmm. Do you ride them out or did you get another ride?
No, we hitched again.
Yeah.
Hashtag not cheating. But you had some wonderful adventures, it sounded like, because you talked a little bit about them. And...
Yeah. I would like you to talk about the hotel just a little quick.
The horse themed hotel?
Yes.
A horse themed hotel in Honolulu?
Yes. Shout out to the Equus. Is that
the
how
Equus?
You say it?
Yeah.
Equus?
Equus.
Yeah, Equus.
Thank you.
Yes. Like, was it kind of like a literary thing? Because I'm a little worried at that point. Everybody who's listening now understands why. You know what I'm talking about, Aqua, right?
I don't get it. But...
She's the only one left listening. you get to the hotel. You get to the horse. Now, are there like horses everywhere, or was it very
tastefully done?
Yeah. There's pictures, drawings, you know. Paintings. There was even like this like yearbook kind of thing of like all the
different pictures of the. They own the polo fields, so if you stay there between April and September, you get free. Like VIP tickets to the polo matches.
It's actually
a good deal.
We could have
apparently gone to the opening it's like match. Tailgating in Oklahoma. Like it's like you get
You are blowing me away.
Okay.
Wait a second. So polo in Hawaii. This is like the old SAT test. Polo in Hawaii is to Oklahoma as to rodeo? What? I don't know.
Like
tailgating for like
days.
College football.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like
it's yeah.
Like a game
it's
in
a
Oregon.
Party.
Yeah.
Like when
you
we
get a
told
fancy
when
hat.
We told my little brother about it, he was like, "Well, I wouldn't blame you if you
if
went."
If you
to
went,
the
he was like,
instead.
"Yeah, you'll go, but you won't come back till the end of the day. Like you'll be
is there,
done."
I don't know anything about polo. Is there gambling in polo? Is it like the dog track?
Yeah,
or
but
is it more
I
classy
don't know
than
if
that?
I don't think
feels
it's
like a wealthy
open.
Sport.
Yeah, I don't think it's as open. It's more like, you know, you're watching the two teams, like, you know, hit this ball around. But I imagine, with any sport, there's going to be betting involved.
Because I'm a sports fan, I need a favorite team in every sport. So now I realize I have to go find a favorite polo team.
Yeah.
I'm just going to pick one.
Whichever one is based out of Oahu, you know.
Sounds like a good one.
Yeah.
And there I can if I go to the horse hotel, then I can go see my favorite polo team.
I mean, it was just a nice...
It was wonderful.
Really kind of humble hotel. It wasn't
it
wasn't like
just
pretentious at all. And, you know, that's all we needed was a roof and a shower.
Right, of course.
They had it was slightly
the
more
horse
than
stuff
that.
Was yeah, extra, let's, yeah.
And way cheaper than any Airbnb we could have found in that area.
It's odd because I think it's that Hawaii, maybe Honolulu specifically, has resort like certain fees that they tack
if you're
on if
Airbnb
you're doing or, Airbnb, yeah. And so the resort fees pushed it way over the price of.
Interesting.
The hotel. Yeah. No, the hotel was great.
Brock,
the
come on. This is my show.
Well, well done. Well done.
Okay, so Horse Hotel.
Oh, yeah.
You've got your Bromptons. Did they notice it? Did they freak out about it? Because I know a lot
no,
of hotels are weird
cool
about
it.
Like bikes, you know.
They were totally good with it.
I'm trying to think if they even mentioned it at all.
I mean, we didn't leave a pizza out in the hall, so I felt like
so,
we were doing pretty
so the
well.
Bar, the bar
I felt
was
like
pretty
we
low.
Did a pretty classy job with our, you know.
Yeah. I honestly
staying.
Felt like it was a classy hotel for the most part.
Yeah.
But I felt like we kind of had a little bit more kitsch.
Oh,
than the rest
oh,
of our
totally.
Guests.
Did they name the rooms after different horses? Like, were you in the like stallion
oh,
room?
I think that's on the upper
that's
floors.
That's a great
oh.
tip. Next time.
Welcome, Aaron. You're in the thoroughbred suite.
Right.
On the, fourth
the,
floor.
The Wi-Fi password was giddy up.
That's right.
Of course it was.
Adorable. Yeah.
Of course it was. I mean, I would be disappointed if it was anything else. All right, so you're in Hawaii. You probably had a rehearsal dinner and stuff like that, or was this way
that
more cash?
Was after we got there a few days before, so the first
yeah,
full
so we
day...
spent like 4 days, four yeah. nights in Honolulu, and then like 3 nights on the estate.
Okay, so did you get on the bikes before the wedding?
Yes.
Oh,
most
hell yeah.
of it.
Nice.
Happened.
Yeah. Okay. Before. So the first, did you ask around? Did you how did you figure out your first ride?
We just kind of did it. Well, the first actual ride that we did, the very first ride was
sounds like the first ride of the bikes in the first place because we didn't ride to the airport or from the airport. I'm just saying.
Sick burn.
You're
following
you're
along
not
here.
Wrong.
Was from the hotel to getting breakfast with my brother.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
What's the name? The
Liliha
Bakery. Yes, it's kind of famous over there. And we rode our bikes from the hotel over there, and that was cool.
There was a lady on a folding bike
right.
on the way over.
She had a Dehan, and she complimented that I put the Caritas bag on my Brompton
on the front on the luggage block.
No, I replaced the Brompton saddle with my saddle.
Oh, nice!
And so that already had like the Caritas attachment on it. And
gotcha.
Just, yeah.
They gotcha. So she had a little LCB envy.
Yeah.
I used to have a Dehan as well. Yeah. Oh yeah. We're gonna do a cheers there. Okay. There we go. Dehans are really nice, but they ride very differently. They folk very differently, but they're nice bikes. So yeah.
Someone called yesterday to the shop and was asking about Dehuns. it was incredibly charming. I didn't want to. I was trying not to repeat and say Dehan. Because I didn't want to ruin the magic.
Dehuns and pieces of eight.
Spanish dehuns.
it's so much more fun to say. Okay.
So breakfast was good, I assume.
Yeah.
What'd you have?
Then,
oh wait, no, we're getting way too detailed.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you really want to talk about what we ate?
What's the Hawaiian coffee? It's really good.
Kona coffee?
Kona. Did you have the Kona coffee?
That's on the Big Island.
Love the Kona
coffee.
We just
had coffee. I think they serve like a Kona blend, but
I love the Kona.
We just had whatever coffee they gave us.
When in Rome, right?
Yeah, sure.
Or Honolulu. Love the Kona coffee.
But that day we planned on going just somewhere.
We were either going to go to Diamond Head or we were going to go west and...
It was either the night before or that day. Sorry, I interrupted you. That we decided.
Yeah. Well, we had starred a bunch of places in Google Maps of like we could go to these places. And we had looked at the transit a little bit.
What kind of an adventure were you looking for this first one? Were you like a little kind of kickoff or were you going like hardcore?
So it started like as like gentle. And then after breakfast... Aaron was like, we should get some snacks and some drinks for the way. And then I was like, oh, we have to make... In my head, suddenly it was like this switch turned. And I was like, we have to make this, like, worth it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We went to the market that day, didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you say carb up. You got your Kona coffee in your veins, just flowing away, and it's making you make poor decisions. It sounds like
apparently.
So
I gotta buy more stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Beware the Kona coffee, people. It's delicious, but it will make you make poor decisions. So you are you're out on your bikes. You finally unfold them for the first time, and
second time,
second time, and then you hop on them and you go. Did you decide to use transit as a fast forward in any of this on the first day? Or
we
did.
So yeah, okay. We rode around the city getting various things, and realized like, well, if we don't at least take the bus to get out of the city at the least, you know, we're not going to make it back.
No.
In any reasonable
and
time.
It would have been probably pretty messy because the way getting out was the big H1 or H2. Yeah.
The traffic in Honolulu, my recollection is,
legendary.
I think the technical term is shitty. yeah.
Well, and I think I've mentioned this in past episodes, but I think it's worth mentioning it because it's like more on the subject of what we're talking about here. And that is like everyone who I talked to in Honolulu beforehand was like, don't do it, man. Like, traffic here is terrible. Like, people get hit all the time.
Right. Except Terry Hugel.
Except Harry. Thank you. Harry was like, he was like the thread
that I was
holding on to. He's like, it's a really good idea. I did it when I was in Honolulu. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a Brompton and yeah. Anyways, it was like hanging on to that thread. This guy knows. He's done
one
it.
One guy told me.
Well, versus two of
who
my brothers.
Who drinks Kona coffee all the time. It's really poor life decisions.
Yeah. Two of my brothers and now my sister-in-law, like, you know, who don't ride bikes.
Right.
And are telling me like how dangerous it is.
One does longboard, and I believe he does a fair amount of walking, or at least Dan. No, the traffic is a little bit like it's just bizarre.
It's a different feel. You don't have the sense of right of way, you know, that I would over here.
Although. Two people on little clown bikes, it's
LCBs.
A much, excuse me, LCBs. I think it's like slightly more noticeable. First, they look weird because it looks like, oh, that bike is like missing some tubes sort of a thing. Yeah. I think it's just a visual like disturbance. And then there were two of us. And I mean, we've both ridden in traffic a fair amount.
Yeah.
And
I felt like we knew what we were doing for the most
part. I know there are a limited number of bike lanes in Honolulu. They exist, but they're kind of not ubiquitous, shall we say. But once you got out of town, my feeling is that the concept of the shoulder in Hawaii is sort of
it fluid.
Wasn't
it's
more
fluid.
Like sheer drop.
It
sheer
wasn't
drop
terrible.
Cliff base,
so. It wasn't that bad. But the shoulder could be as wide as the wide part of the table, as narrow as the narrow part of the table.
And I'm going to use in this highly visual medium of podcasting. And I'm going to go metric here for our international.
Oh, thank you.
About a meter.
There
about
you go.
A meter.
Sometimes as wide as a meter. Yeah. Sometimes as little as half a meter.
So
sometimes not at all.
So we got on the bus with our...
Oh, I love that it's called the bus.
With the two Bromptons, and it was like, what, an hour and a half ride?
Yeah.
We rode the line till
basically till it's
you
end.
Took it to the
basically
end.
Basically till it's end. On the way, we were like with our Bromptons, chilling. We met Anthony. Thank you, Anthony, for everything. And he was like asking, like, you know, where you're
local
from.
Local dude from Waianae.
Yeah.
We need more of those in our lives.
Yes. And he asked where we were going to ride.
Yeah.
And we had been getting kind of nervous looking out the window because while it wasn't a cliff face, it was, I mean, like mountain on one side, ocean on the other side.
Yeah.
But we start out on like, well, it's not the interstate, but the big highway. I don't know. And then got onto a smaller highway that was a little calmer, but still like shoulder was there, not there, covered in sand.
It didn't have a bike lane, but it did have the little signs on the green signs
route.
On the road.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It was pretty
route.
Cute.
Share the road, everyone. Yeah. Aaron, you've ridden Devil's Slide, which is a notoriously unshouldered. How would that compare to...
Not even close.
In which direction?
I would bike...
That's awesome. Yeah. Does not elucidate.
So we ended up at Yokohama Beach. I would bike from wherever we started to Yokohama Beach like several times over, then do this Devil Slide one more time.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
There we go.
Okay. Well, that's good. That paints a picture for me at least, and anybody else who's done the Pacific Coast.
I mean, the down part of Devil Slide, like, you know, once you get
go through that
floor,
tunnel.
Yeah, and go through, that's awesome.
Oh, man,
but
that's so cool.
Honestly, I don't think the payoff measures out to, like,
to the horror.
The horror, yeah, of getting up to it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So you get off the bus after a charming local gives you local color and flavor.
He was encouraging. He asked what ride we were planning on doing, and we told him, and he was like, oh, it's going to be beautiful. And we were like, all right. And
this
then
guy
he,
knows.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he gave us suggestions of where to eat afterwards.
Were you intending to basically bicycle back to where you started? Was that sort of the idea?
That was, I think, our original intent. Yeah.
We ended up going slightly further than when we originally got off the bus.
Okay.
Just because we had to get to Aloha Poke.
Da bus.
Okay, so da bus drops you off.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that bus pulls away.
And we were like,
it's a little freaky. A little freaky all of a sudden, isn't it?
It was.
Because you're sitting there looking at the LCDs and you're going,
yes.
Oh, this just got real.
Yeah.
This
no, exactly. Real. Well, and like, I was just like, man, well, this is it. But really, like, Anthony had given us faith. And really, the only like worry was just that, like, we were in a strange place on strange bikes, and if we, for whatever reason, I don't know, something went wrong, we were just out there.
Yeah. I mean, we had the advantage of it's a fairly small island, and I had...
Built around a volcano, so it feels super safe.
It's dormant. and I had two brothers there, so like, if I can't get a hold of one, I could maybe get a hold of the other. I don't know.
Did you have a phone with cell phone service at this time?
We got it specifically for that.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
I have one more day. Two more days.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have to do a follow-up
on that. To figure out what I'm going to do.
You probably have... Sorry.
Different discussion.
But we digress. But we digress. For more on this, follow the Sprocket and Pedal Shift Twitter feed.
Just Fred Nana on Facebook. Yes. Just kidding. Yes.
So, bus pulls away. You get over. The cone of coffee is starting to drain away from your veins. You're like, this is a terrible idea. What are we doing? Then you look at your Gatorades and you're like, oh, okay, well, we won't die.
It was cool. No, exactly. And really, like, it was like, it ended up being, well, because there was a point where we couldn't ride anymore because it turned to dirt. So it ended up being like, it was like a 10-mile, well, maybe a little bit more. Between 10 and like 13 miles like out, and it was all flat, so it was just like beautiful.
It was it was just a cruise in the country, essentially.
So you had not this up and down kind of, you know, coming down Haleakala, different island, I know, but you know, still kind of thing. It's a deep cut, people. If you know Hawaii, you know what I'm talking about. So this was your first ride. You're like, we're pros, man. We can handle Hawaii. What was your favorite part about that first one?
About that one?
Yeah.
I think one...
Not being run over. Yeah.
I think one, just having made it and realizing, like, oh, it's possible.
Right.
On the way out, I saw a car that was at some point previous set on fire.
Not while we were there.
No. It had to have been days beforehand.
So it wasn't like still lit, is what?
No,
you're
no,
saying.
No, okay. no.
Aaron didn't set it on fire.
I'm just gonna tell you. Would have been a better story.
There is no way I could.
Nobody could
fact
check you on this. I'm just saying. Would have been a better story. Anna would have gotten your back. I think
we saw horses. Did we see cows? I don't think we saw cows, but we saw horses.
Yeah.
Which is apropos. That's what we call a callback in the biz.
It It was great.
Yeah.
It was great.
We passed by several beaches before we got to where we ended up.
West on the island.
Yeah.
Well, that was your goal. You wanted to get to that furthest west beach. Yep. What is the name of that beach?
Yokohama Bay.
Yokohama Bay is where we ended up being. The actual point is Kahala Point? Kahala?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so you rolled down in there. And you felt super accomplished, the little green
bike path end sign was cool. Got a picture of that. I was pretty excited about
for
that.
All the safety that it gave you.
Which that was like, people gave us the whole lane. It was very, I felt almost like too accommodated for on the trip with the bikes. Just because we, you know, it was like, well, I guess we'll just try to take them into like this restaurant. If they have us lock them up, we'll just lock them up. But everyone was like, just like really
was
like
really
sweet
cool
on them.
Yeah. I imagine if we kept going to these places, like if we had lived there.
I don't know. And I mean, people were quite, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. But then again, we would maybe eventually be known as that couple. Oh, yeah. They have the
LCBs. Because we don't call them little clown bikes because that would be wrong. How am I doing, Brock? Am I channeling you okay?
You're doing great.
Okay, okay. I'm just checking. It's a heavy responsibility. It's a heavy burden that I carry. That was your first day riding. What was now? So you have this confidence.
Yeah.
This as if you drank a gallon of Kona coffee. So the next day, or the next.
Let me point out, we were feeling really good on the way back. We honestly wanted to just keep pedaling as far as we could.
Right.
And if it wasn't for the fact that there was a bus already parked at this one spot, we probably would have
ridden back
further. Yeah.
Yeah. So you have an irrational sense of confidence.
That's probably pretty accurate. Yeah.
And not to spoil the story that I don't even know yet. I have a funny feeling. Shit got real.
Honestly, like not while we were biking.
Maybe with the bikes later. But as far as like the next day was great.
Well, yeah. Let me clarify. Because the next day was great in retrospect.
was great while it was happening. Was it not?
Ooh. I don't know.
Do we have a type 1, type 2 fun situation going on right here?
That was the day we went up to Diamond Head.
Which was cool.
Famous
My only... So, secret, and I apologize. Well, you all don't care. You're just dudes.
Nobody else is listening. Nobody, except for Aqua.
I selected an ill-advised outfit for the ride, I think, and I should have worn a sports bra for the ride. And I think that was my only misstep.
Okay. That
I am now uncomfortable.
I mean,
I don't know how to. I don't want to tease out the why on this.
Just appropriate like dress, I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
That answers everything. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel perfectly good about that.
I thought that was sufficient.
The listeners know everything now. Yes.
Sorry.
You're fine. You're fine.
What I was mostly getting at, though, was the fact that getting up to Diamond Head was maybe not your most favorite ride with me.
Was this
It's one of my most favorite rides.
It is.
Oh, boo hiss. It was great. And honestly, I will tell you, like, the thing that I mentioned is, like, that was my kind of, in my head, that was the one piece of, like, like a little bit of like
angst.
Remorse sort of about like, oh man, I should have worn more appropriate clothing for this.
Aaron, name the favorite thing that Anna said on the climb. Your favorite thing that she said. You've got one. You know it.
I mean,
I don't remember.
But you already mentioned it.
Aaron's boot camp.
Aaron's boot camp.
There's this running joke in his family that, like,
apparently, when people go on vacation with me, I just put them through hell.
Well, I mean, again,
I wish people could see the smile on Aaron's face when he said that. That is gold right there.
The thing is like I don't see myself as like a particularly like physical or even physically fit person.
Hold that thought. Anna?
I think you're fit and you commute a lot, but maybe...
I knew there was a butt coming.
Like, for instance, someone coming to visit from Michigan might not ride all that much. And so maybe riding
and you crush
a lot
them.
Of time is like, it, you know, some acclimation might be necessary.
And,
yeah.
And sometimes hospital visits are not a fun way to end the day. Just saying.
What? Not everybody like ends their vacations days with like, you know, a handful of ibuprofen or
handful of ibuprofen and a lot of Kona coffee. Apparently.
You need to listen to the pedal shift episode about yoga and bike touring.
Oh, I do. Wow. That's
like an advertisement in the middle of this. Episode 75, I think, ish.
Just share whatever he's paying you. Okay.
Oh.
Sticker. Plenty of stickers.
Ooh, there's two of them.
Meanwhile, all my listeners are like, shit, I was supposed to get a sticker like weeks ago. They're coming. I swear to God. I ran out of stamps. Do you guys run out of stamps, and does that like stop you from sending stickers out?
We've done that before, yeah.
It's the worst. Yeah. It's the only thing I send out by mail.
I had to borrow a stamp from you. I still
have
a
stamp.
That's
fine.
I need to buy more stamps. Sorry, guys.
Can you go get more stamps from her drawer later?
Okay,
thanks.
This is riveting.
It's like insight into the workings of two very popular podcasts. I'm just saying.
That's true.
Very popular. Dozens of people listen to our shows. You've got this irrational exuberance. You make the very bad
we
choice.
We rode! To...
Oh, my God.
Can you clip that mic a little harder?
It's the old clipping.
That's a callback to an old show.
We rode. What were you going to say?
You rode up Diamond Head.
We rode up to Diamond Head, and then we climbed a mountain.
Then we hiked up.
Which was great.
What did you do with the bikes when you... Did you, like, strap
them
to your back?
We did lock
them.
And the people on the way in, they're like, lock your bikes. It was... Yeah, because... You know.
Bromptons are so easy to lock up, right?
You just fold it and it's so confusing.
Honestly.
That was me being sarcastic. Yeah. Brompton like, guy who gets like pissed off for calling it a little clown bike, by the way.
The small U-lock that I have made it pretty difficult.
Yeah. There's like one itty-bitty triangle where it's the only spot that you can do it if you want to lock it to the frame. It's kind of, which is good because they fold up really small so you can bring them places.
Yeah.
But a big mountain is probably not one.
You've got the Bordeaux.
Yes, I drank the Kool-Aid and I have the Avis Bordeaux.
And so hers locks up really nice when it's all folded up.
Is that a big, like, does it look like a cable or like a...
It's a folding, it's like a frame... How do you describe it? It's weird.
Well, it's like a bunch of like metal
panes.
Panes like all riveted together.
Yeah,
it's like that toy with the wood and the.
Yes,
yeah. It is exactly that.
Lincoln Logs.
Yeah,
I know the one that looks like it's Rubik's just perpetually being. I don't think it has a name.
Transformer.
Bop it.
Bop it.
It's like the Bop It of bike locks.
Oh God.
I feel
lock
like...
it. Fold it.
Welcome to the toy episode of the Sprocket Podcast. All toys. So the hike was good.
It was great. It was. We did it.
We did.
I was
it.
Quite proud of us because, like, I was picturing not necessarily. So
I have
actually,
a very different. Like, I'm liking how you're talking about this. This is making me feel so.
Aaron's
much
like,
better.
It's a revisionist history episode. Is more like it.
I'm okay with this, actually. I'm feeling a lot better.
You heard me describe
now.
It to your family, and they identify strongly, I think, with Aaron's boot camp. And so it was an easy way to describe it. But it was great. And also, I asked the hotel the morning after we arrived, is there a gym in the hotel? And they said, no. And
but
it
we
was
got
like,
horses.
But we got horses. And then we... And then, Aaron, as you said, you totally said it. You were right. You were like, we're going to make the island our gym. And
I did say something to that effect.
He did an amazing
job. That's the beginning of Act 3. That's the beginning of Act 3 right there.
It's like, we don't need a gym. We have a whole island.
Yeah, It was great.
This island is our gym. Then there's a music montage, mm-hmm. probably with Billy Joel. Or something else.
Or something.
Depends on what decade this movie was being made. Biking montage. You had a... How did the rest of your rides go?
I think the rest of them were pretty unnotable.
Yeah,
they were nice, but they were shorter because we headed out to the estate.
Yeah,
and then it like the day we went out was different because we were like loading up a U-Haul full of wedding stuff and doing a lot of driving, and then the day after that was a wedding.
Did you feel pretty badass? Everybody was just sort of like, oh, did you guys have a nice time? You're like, yeah, rode the island on these little clown bikes. And everybody was like, oh, wow, that's awesome.
We had a lot of questions about it because, like, you know, we're at the estate.
How much does your bike weigh?
Oh, I want to mention this, though.
How much does it cost?
Because we went for breakfast. Was it the day after Diamond Head or the day of Diamond Head? We went for breakfast to this place, and we were like folding them up in the lobby, and we're debating like, oh, could we leave them in the lobby? Well, I don't know. I don't want to leave them there. And the hostess of this restaurant came out and said, like, you can bring them in. It's fine. You know, we'll watch over them. And then they set them like by their kitchen. And then they sat us where we could see them. But then after we paid for our breakfast, like, they kept asking us about it. And they all took turns lifting it and, like, debating. Oh, that's not heavy. Oh, that's very heavy.
That's pretty heavy.
That's not heavy. Yeah, like, they just, like, went back and forth. It was, like,
it's all
four
relative.
Of them all, like,
it
talking about
all
it.
It is all relative.
Hefting it.
Sidebar, because I like to do sidebars occasionally.
Yeah.
The gearing.
Because you're a lawyer.
Because I am. The gearing, what gearing choice did you all make? Did you have the
worst?
Well, I'm glad I asked this question.
Yeah, we just had the standard gearing on both of them.
Oh, you didn't get the minus gearing on it.
If you've ever gone Brompton browsing and I'm there, I am such a stickler. I don't like the standard gearing. I prefer the lowered gearing.
Yeah, me too.
I think for what we had, the standard was fine.
It was totally fine. Yeah. Because it was, for the most part, fairly flat. Well, yeah. Diamond Head wasn't flat, but we did it.
It wasn't too bad, like, once we got there. Yeah.
Yeah. Good. So, bottom line, in terms of riding in Oahu, at least, you're saying doable.
Oh,
totally doable.
Super not dangerous.
No.
Aaron's Boot Camp, Kona Coffee. Right?
Great. All of those things, and you'll have a great time.
What's the name of the local dude that you liked?
Anthony.
Find Anthony.
Yeah.
Anthony's the best.
If you find Anthony in Waianae, tell him we said thank you.
We also got offered a joint on that bus.
Oh, that's
right. We
didn't
take it.
You said
you should be driving this, sir.
Yeah.
The guy, he had me a little worried.
Brock liked that one. Brock appreciated that one for some reason.
But other than that, yeah, everything was cool. Oh, we did do a wedding day ride.
We did, because that time between...
You know, between the ceremony and the reception.
Right.
This was the second wedding I had attended that wasn't, like, one of my own family members in a backyard. And it turns out there is a section of time between the ceremony and the reception. And we
sometimes it's
photos.
Taken up by
photos.
Travel.
Yes.
Photos that the wedding party's getting the pictures taken.
We did the photos. I was at a wedding this past weekend, and we did the photos before, and it was delightful.
Wow.
It was delightful that we did them first. Yeah. It was a great idea.
Except then the groom sees the bride, and then, oh my God. Yeah.
If you believe in that crap, right?
Right, exactly. So in between that time...
There's somebody out there who's super offended. They're like, that is so bad luck,
you
Mooney.
Between that time, like, Anna and I just took a classy bike ride. We were, like, all dressed up in our...
And you didn't have to be in the photos, it sounds like.
No.
It would have been dope if you had the Bromptons in the photos and just hold them up.
There's a picture somewhere of the two of us with our Bromptons.
See, that's good. Yeah. That's fancy. That's good. Well, so it sounds like you do this again.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat.
We did decide we probably should plan on getting our own Bromptons. Because
not having rentals?
Well, while my shop, Clever, the shop I work for, is
the one you own.
Wonderful.
Just say it.
The one I love.
The one that you totally own.
The one
that you control.
Seriously, love you guys. Thank you. Thank you.
It is the source of my prompt, and I love my prompt.
They graciously let us borrow them. It would be nice to have our own all, you know, decked out how we use them every day.
Well, and maybe this might be a bit of a spoiler, but not feel so bad if and when something happens to it as well.
Oh, did something happen to the Bromptons on the flight back, Aaron?
That's an amazing segue, Brock.
Interesting.
So I guess we're at that
point. I really
point.
Wish people could see Brock during this. I should have been recording Brock's reactions to all of this.
He's been taking pictures of all of us.
Yeah, no, he hasn't been taking pictures of himself. That's the best part. Aqua, I'm sorry. We should have been doing this for you.
You guys are making me laugh and I'm coughing.
I know. Okay, so you have a wonderful wedding. You probably had too much kombucha. too much Kona.
There wasn't any kombucha.
What did
you have?
There was that, like,
I had tequila
ginger
with your mother. I just...
Because when you think Hawaii, you think tequila.
Well, so I wasn't planning on taking a tequila shot, but if your mother, Janet Flores...
If Janet asked
worthy
you,
of much respect.
Yeah.
Like,
she also doesn't drink very much.
She doesn't... She never makes the wrong decision. And so...
Aaron's like...
You better get that eyebrow down.
Aaron's like... I'm sorry.
I love Aaron very much.
Edit.
This all stays.
Sorry. I mentioned we're moving in together. It's going to be great.
Mrs. Flores, that was really me. I'm sorry. Sometimes I say things. I drink too much Kona coffee.
Anyway.
So Aaron, when you're not disparaging your mother on a very popular podcast... I mean, when I am.
I mean, we're all human.
There's no
possible way anyone can't ever make a wrong decision.
Somehow we were asking, what did you have to drink? And then we're just like, and then Aaron's mom, you know.
Then my mom drank tequila.
Your mom drank tequila. That's how we got
so
it. Okay,
the saying goes, when Janet drinks, everyone drinks. Because she rarely
It's a special
rarely
occasion if she
drinks.
Does. Right. Yeah. This makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The last time... She drank, incidentally, was at my niece's quinceañera.
Oh, okay.
Also a shot of tequila. But, I did not, just because I am who I am, and I stick to principles even when they're, unsociable. But
Hawaii has fabulous juices, like
yes.
your fruit juices.
I did have a fabulous ginger mate.
Nice.
That my wonderful girlfriend bought me because I was sick. The morning of the wedding. Yeah.
Was it from all of that riding?
No.
Was it from your boot camp?
I don't exactly know what happened. It was like head cold type symptoms, and then feeling like just super groggy.
It's possible you could have caught it on the airline.
Possibly. Bad filters.
I'm just saying it's possible.
Yeah.
I'm speculating. It's opinion. It's totally protected by law, especially in Oregon, and that's me as. I'm an active member of the Oregon State Bar.
Right. Anyways, it's not like you were disbarred.
Correct.
That's
no,
thing.
Definitely
that's
not disbarred.
Different. Yeah.
Very different. They would treat me very differently here. I just chose to spend less every year, and I'm inactive. So, that is a major segue. So you're packing up. You have a wonderful the hugs. I love you mans and all of that. I just did this weekend, so it's like
my wonderful brother Dan drove us to the airport.
Thank you, Dan.
Yes,
thanks,
thank you
Dan,
so much.
And then
we met.
Okay, so
well,
so was your intention to gate check your bikes again? Or,
yes.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, kind of. I mean,
there was sort of like, I want to get this in the overhead.
Well,
I would have liked to.
It would have been great, but they'd been full flights, and
it's kind of like you have the ideal, and then you have the like, but what's really likely going to happen is,
right.
And you're okay with it. It's not bad per se, but
I once on an airline that may or may not have been the same one that you were flying. Maybe there's a way that you can pay like extra money to like get on first.
Yes. Uh huh.
And I did that because I was like, oh yeah, I'm putting my bike in that overhead.
Yep.
Yeah. Screw that. That's what I did. You didn't
do
that?
For those of us who are flying the budget deal.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's, well,
and this is one thing this is one thing that I really rail against, and it's part of why I don't like to cover up the fact that I have a bike, is that, like, if I did pay that extra whatever, they wouldn't have blinked at all. I could have had that bike unfolded and rode it down the tube to the plane, and they would have been fine with it.
That would have been so worth that money. I'm going to totally do that. If I can be like, here's your $20. I'm riding this little clown bike down the aisle, and there's nothing you can do about it. Okay.
Like, airplanes, airlines, the whole air infrastructure,
it's
whatever.
It's just a series of tubes.
Yes.
Yeah, <that's->
it's like the last bastion of classism. I mean, there's still plenty of it around here, but it's way more of a slap in the face to me for some reason.
Yeah. So that we can have $250 flights to, you know, Omaha or whatever, right?
Right.
Because we're paying, if you look at the sidebar here, if you look at the cost of flying versus the cost of inflation, the cost of flying is way, 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 way down. And of course, we don't get these, you know, glorious things where people used to dress up back in the, you know, my grandmother's days, you know, and now we get little bags of peanuts if we're lucky.
Yeah.
So you get to the how was TSA in Honolulu? Were they lovely?
We rushed through TSA because we were met.
Was,
you're running away. They're like, how much does it weigh?
Looking back, we would have exercised our free will, basically, because it was a little bizarre. I will say that. Yeah.
It became, I think at one point, like kind of a battle of wills.
I hate to say that because
I still feel like we got the quote unquote moral high ground.
All right. So when does the dramatic portion of this begin?
When you get almost right away.
Are you checking your bag outside of security?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So in Hawaii, you have to. You have to run it through the agricultural department.
The fruit inspection. Right. Thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because God forbid you bring back a pineapple.
My mom tried to do that.
Or a bag of fresh cone of coffee.
Right. Right.
Which makes you make bad decisions. I think we've established
that. Here's the thing is, the funny thing is like, so you get scanned like going out. Like no one scans my stuff coming in. Like, and that's what we should really worry about the stuff we're bringing
Dan
in.
Dan and Ben and Sandy were all sort of talking about that.
Yeah.
They're more worried about that. But so you put your luggage through the scanner, like
which
the
we did.
Department of Ag checker, whatever. We get to the airline counter, check in the one, or start to check in the one bag, and like we get the side eye from a woman. Like, not maybe super committed to being freaked out by the Bromptons.
For the bikes,
but still worried.
But still worried. I suspect probably, understandably, worried about, like, her own role being compromised maybe more than, like...
Right or wrong.
Just worried
this
about,
this is a deviation from the norm. And if there's one thing that people in these positions of authority... they don't like deviations from the norm.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. And so she called over.
Supervisor. Oh.
If we edit out the part about what airline it is, then it's fine. Because they're, don't do a Google.
Everything
we've
been saying
for the record, I am not comfortable with actual names.
Actually true.
We don't know that that's his actual name.
That's true.
Could have lied
to
you.
Yes.
He could have, in addition to doing what he was about to do in this narrative,
he
could have lied to you at the same time about his name, which is entirely possible. It's a total
guess. It's an alias.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's entirely possible. It's true.
I would be surprised that if,
So Mr. Q.
Mr. Q was not about it. He wasn't about... He said, if anyone that owns a Brompton is listening to this, you might find it amusing. He said that the hinge clamps...
It wasn't
clamps,
amusing at, a t-
no,
at the time.
No, not at the... Yeah. he said the hinge clamps... He said TSA would freak out over the hinge clamps because they could be used as weapons.
Like, he started unscrewing one of them and was like, see, this could be a weapon. And I was
worst
just like... Yeah. I was just like freaking facepalm myself and was like, that's not
what
a fucking weapon.
Sick serial killer would look at those.
Yeah.
Damn. Those
I guess I should say.
All right, MacGyver. I could totally rub this on your skin till it's raw, and that would really hurt.
Now
I
you're
put
irritated.
Lemon juice on it. Yeah.
And he quickly, it went to him calling over a TSA rep, and I mean,
oh,
he was going to do
TSA
a,
rep.
Was that it?
I missed the TSA rep.
Yeah, maybe. I think it was a TSA rep.
Because at one point, like, we got separated. He had...
Yeah, that's
had
when I went
over
to the huddle.
To, like, negotiate.
No, I followed him because I was like, we're having a conversation together.
Did you raise the point? It's like, these didn't just materialize on this island
well,
by
exactly.
themselves.
And that's what's so... That's where it became this thing of, like, where it didn't... And this might sound weird because we're saying, like, this one person was so intent on not letting us... take them on.
Deviation from the norm.
It was less of a power trip and more of because we said, and the line that is true, like, we do this all the time. You know, you do this all the time. Like, people do this all the time.
You can guarantee this is not the first Brompton bike to fly out of that airport.
And
that was like the very first, like, from the get-go. Like, you're like, we do this all the time. I'm like, it'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
Well, that was your first mistake.
Right. And I don't know if, like, maybe, like, that was the triggering point for the people at the gate or if...
Well, it became about, I'm so guessing here, but it felt like it was more about him showing, like, that as a representative of this airline,
he's
that, like,
going to be the best.
Employee. He was going to show anyone that's ever let someone take a Brompton on a plane that, like, this is the correct procedure.
He's still in Hawaii? Is it possible he maybe got transferred to Chicago within recent weeks? I don't know. It's speculation. I just speculate. We just never know. You never know. You never know what could happen.
I mean, yeah. It's a world of possibilities out there.
It's for entertainment purposes only. This is for what does it usually say, Brock?
Satirical.
This purposes. Is for satirical value mm-hmm. here now.
So it was eventually like Aaron standing at the counter and me standing like 10 feet away with Quentin.
So you're talking with
no one's going to find him. I don't think this is calling someone putting someone on blast by using a single name.
Well, so you're talking with this guy and in the meantime, like, this other dude, also representative of this airline, starts like trying to quote unquote reason with me. And like,
what's the reasoning? It's sort of like, no, you're going to leave it here, sir.
Well, he's like, sir, what do you do for work? What is your job?
Oh no, you went there.
And I was already kind of incensed by this whole like situation and the fact that like my special lady friend is now being pulled away to talk with these other three people. You know, like several feet from me. I don't know what's happening.
God, they really suck at this customer service.
this was just a big, like, particular failure there.
Well,
and this guy, like, tries to reason with me, and I'm, like, incensed, and I'm like, what does that have to do with anything?
Well,
what does my job have to do with
guys,
anything?
Guys, you flew these bikes here.
Well, yeah, that's what, like, was something that kept me fairly level-headed was just the absurdity of, like, how do you think how do you think we got him here? We flew on the same airline coming in. And, you know, it's like I tried to say repeatedly, like, you can, you know, if we go through TSA and they say, you know, they freak out, we can take the hinge clamps off. We offered to put him in our checked luggage, run it through the scanner again for the Department of Ag. If that was his contention,
this is all very reasonable, what you just said.
And he said, Yeah, but the thing, and then I said, and then we can gate check him.
There was a lot of like, yeah, but
fine. And he said, well, the thing is, you have no, and this is where it got to being justified to make a claim when the bikes were damaged. Because
is this when your Oklahoma came out?
This is, oh, it was all no, over.
Oklahoma was out already.
I've seen Oklahoma. Hi, Kimberly.
So, and he stated that they would be better protected.
Much safer.
Much safer.
Much safer. I've seen too many
the boxes
people.
That this airline provided, and ultimately we...
Which are no different than any other cardboard box. Right.
It's a box.
But they're made of magical things. Sunshine and bunnies and what? Unicorns. And what was the other thing?
Rain clouds.
Rain clouds, yes.
So
we got the rain clouds.
We we ultimately just... resigned to checking them as luggage because it was
like 10 minutes from when our flight was boarding.
And it was just a bizarre, like, there was a point at which it made so little sense to continue standing there. Like, they were not presenting us with options.
Doesn't
and also right. Like, immediately as soon as we walked over, we were like, well, what, like, how could an airline possibly stop you from attempting, like, I'd just be so surprised if, like, if it was another thing, or even just a Brompton, TSA and airlines they're still separate agencies,
yeah.
Although they work together, and I was like, well, they could have let us put it through TSA and so fallen on our faces,
right.
You know,
and
maybe,
part of me that got really suspicious because he's like, I'm going to be there with you the whole way. And I'm like, so you're going to like talk to like the TSA and like poison them against us, or you're going to talk to the people at the gate and like tell them like to make sure that these things.
It was
don't
a
get
little
on.
Bit. It got bizarre enough.
It got really bizarre.
That we just, you know,
we gave in. And we're
and
like,
I work
okay,
in
fine,
a very,
let's throw these
like,
through the...
I work
let's
in
put these
the service industry, like, yeah. You know,
did
in
they
retail.
Charge you? Because my Flaming Sword
no.
of Justice is about ready to... Okay.
No,
okay.
And they let us know how much money we were saving by not being charged
giving
for the bicycle
giving us the full
fee.
Bicycle price that this particular...
Isn't it adorable?
As opposed to just the luggage price, you know? Like, this is...
We're doing you a favor, sir.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and so I told him we'd talk later, and which we did. So we get through, and they announce as we walk up to the gate, gate check bags for free. We get on the plane, you know, whatever. We get to Portland.
Land of
and
sunshine,
funny
bunnies.
Things happen
and rain clouds.
In that we, the bikes come off the luggage carousel. They have things messed up on them. And I'll just preface this by saying this isn't like, I'll probably sound so snooty, but it is about the principle of the thing. So like things are scuffed. There is a pump that actually was damaged beyond use. There's stuff that's like, scuffed, paint scratched, things are bent funky, like, you know, obviously a cardboard box is not great, but then covering the cardboard boxes is like 4 unsigned liability waivers.
No.
Yeah,
which we were not aware of.
Yeah,
like, and so we're talking to this to make a long story even longer. Sorry. We were talking to the people at luggage claim, like, hey, what is our recourse here? And they're originally
the
telling
first
us
says,
you have no recourse. Like,
well,
you've,
the woman
you've
first,
waived all your liability.
First,
sorry.
They
sorry.
Were like, they said, you know, when you pack something in a box provided by this airline,
you waive
like any right to file a claim.
Oh, I don't think so.
So please, your take.
Oh, I don't think so.
So funnily enough, like we start pulling off and I still, of course, I have them still safely tucked away. 4 total unsigned liability waivers. Yeah. And I was just like, man, except that, yeah, all of this. And so, yeah.
There is a, every time you fly, there is a carriage agreement is mm-hmm. what they call it. It's about 40,000 words. And it probably does have some elements of it, but I am fairly certain it does not say, oh, by the way, if we give you a box, you're screwed. You know, pretty sure it's not in there. But yeah, yeah.
So that's where we're at. On the upside here, I'll end it on this.
Yay. If
I should have just said this, we'd saved like an hour and a half. If you feel like, if you're considering a Brompton, Alaska Airlines,
they're great.
Amazing. And I have certainly lost count of how many Bromptons I've sold to Alaska employees.
Yeah.
It's pretty,
woo!
it's kind of amazing. Like, it's like a...
I'll throw another airline out there that is really good with them, and it's not one that I tend to like as much, but Southwest Airlines.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
The Brompton Mafia
yeah, yeah.
talks them
yes.
up.
They
yes.
love
yes.
them.
Those are your two yeah. best in the States. So if you're international, I've flown to Europe with them on both Air France and British
oh.
Airways. And have had good luck with that.
Oh.
And, oh, I feel like one other. I'm missing one other because I did it to Paris, Air France, British Airways. Oh, Virgin Atlantic also was good.
Mm. Is that the one that just merged with Alaska?
No.
No.
Virgin America
Virgin
and
America.
Virgin Atlantic, although they sound really close,
right.
are mm-hmm. actually not aligned. They were huh. both originally Branson entities, but until very recently, you couldn't even swap points between them, and that was so that you could eventually take Virgin America and sell it to Alaska Airlines, basically.
Oh.
So, that's a longer story, though. But yeah, but yeah, Alaska Airlines has been fantastic. I've flown out here with mine on a mm-hmm. few occasions, and they've been fantastic.
Yeah.
So big ups to airlines that are Brompton friendly.
Yeah.
But even Alaska, I had one instance where
oh.
they weren't. They were like, oh, sir, that's not going to fit. I'm like, I can assure you it's going to fit. And I was like, I'll tell you what. I was like, if I'm going to try, and if it doesn't work, I promise I will gate check it
yeah,
right away.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was sort of my attempt. The other thing that I've learned, especially after listening to this story, is man, stealth mode. Nobody needs
yeah.
to know that thing's a bike.
Yeah.
It's I've talked about this on, I think I did a whole episode of my show. We'll have to figure out what it is. Just Google pedal shift Brompton, I think you'll figure it out. But we did a, yeah, go listen to the pedal shift project. I talk a lot about the little clown bikes. Sorry, dude. Little clown bikes.
LCB.
Awesome. LCB.
What?
And hide your stuff. That's
and,
the thing we're
and,
saying,
and
right?
And stealth mode.
Put it away.
Yeah. Nobody needs to know. It. You know how much it weighs? None of your business.
There was a part
how
of me.
How much it costs?
This was like very much like after the fact that wanted like, you know, to go back in time and be
oh,
like,
oh, yeah, you oh, unfold it.
You unfold
yeah.
it. If it's a bike, then go ahead
go
and ride
it. Yeah, you
know? You
try.
And you should have definitely recorded
Make
that.
Make sure you don't lift you know? The seat post up, though.
Yeah.
You do that last. Just kidding.
Anyways.
I would not teach someone the wrong way to unfold
no.
a Brompton. It's.
I have some really wonderful pictures of my youngest niece unfolding.
Oh, yeah. It's great. Yeah. It's great.
I learned how to unfold a Brompton at your fine shop. Because
really?
That's where I got it from. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was so sad because I had been looking at your orange Brompton for a while. And I was like, oh, I can't wait to meet Tim Moody. And I'll totally be there. And then I think you must have come in on a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday.
I think I did.
Yeah.
I think I did.
No.
Yes. It's doing well. Except for one missing piece, but we can talk about that later. But that's
okay.
The speed hub. Anyways, that was a really awesome story. So
yes.
Moral of the story is
stealth mode.
Stealth mode.
Yeah.
Empty your SIM cards.
Empty your SIM cards. If you think you're going to do an hour-long podcast, be prepared for more when Tim's the mm-hmm. co-host, right?
Oh, it's fine. That's why
and
we have
Alaska
redundancies.
And Airlines.
And
yeah.
we there are certain airlines that we yeah. like, and the Alaska and Southwest, if you're going to fly with your Brompton. Others
well,
less so.
Thank you, Tim, for stepping in. I appreciate
yeah.
it. My voice wasn't up to this much chatter tonight, so I'm glad that you were here.
You know,
that's
Kona coffee.
That's, yeah. I'll get on that tomorrow morning.
The Kona. But be careful. Unusually
right.
bad mistakes can happen.
Yep.
Right, right. Yeah. Judicious is the
yep.
word. Yeah, and Aaron, Anna, thank you so much for sharing the story. This is, I mean, it sounds
I'm
like
sorry.
It sounds like a lovely, lovely time away.
It was great.
Yeah, honest. I mean, I've flown with Bromptons and have traveled with Bromptons, and will continue to do so as much as I can. And Anna, would you do me the honor of traveling with me with Bromptons on vacation?
Shop allowing, yes.
She said yes, guys. Oh. She said yes.
That was beautiful.
That was really dramatic, man.
Absolutely beautiful.
She was like, oh, where are you going with this asshole?
Guys,
no,
what
no, no.
guys, what she's going to say? I don't know.
It's great. Love you very much, babe.
All right. Well, you know what we've got that we've spent some time talking about travel. We've got a couple of opportunities for you. If you don't live in the area, there are still is a chance that you could show up and take part in something.
Don't ever use that.
I was hoping you'd build that in. We got it live.
Oh,
mine had a little more edge on this.
That's payback for the time you always made me do the mail sounder.
You're welcome, Sprocket Podcast listeners.
Well, first up, second Friday of every month, the Indianapolis Bike Party.
April 29th, Day Ron. April 30th, La Doyenne. Both pointless climbing days.
May 5th, Film by Bikes. Sorry, Eileen, I still haven't gotten my tickets yet. I'll get them, I promise.
May 19th, Bike to Work Day in D.C., which Tim recommends.
Yes, I do.
May 20th, Reach the Beach.
That's an organized ride. May 28th, the P-Town Throwdown. It's a skateboard
race.
Relay?
What?
I don't believe it's a relay.
It's a race.
I believe it's an actual race.
Okay.
What? Get there. June 6th, Alameda Stair Carry.
Pointless climbing
by
your bike on your shoulder.
Yes. Also, June 10th, Clever Cycles turns 10.
Woo!
Rumor has it there will be a ride from the shop to a yet-to-be-named publicly park for a grill out.
That's going
to
be good.
And it will be led by two guest celebrities or at least one guest celebrity.
I wonder who those will be. June 11th, Dad's on Vacation.
Good.
Dad's on Vacation is a Pedalpalooza ride led by our friends Ross and Eric.
June 14th, Bicycle Xmas.
Get your ex-a-bike. June 18th, the Brompton World Championships in New York City.
It's in New York City. It's usually not in country.
Bring out your LCB.
June 24th, Women Bike Beginners Bike Camp.
Are you a woman? Do you want a bike camp? Have you never done it before? Well, Kat from the Joyride Podcast will help you. June 24th,
hey,
the
Kat.
Gathering at Gateway Green featuring Dirt Lab.
Woo!
Mountain biking in the city.
Yes. July 7th, the Steens Mazama 1000.
Watch some dots or be a dot.
Really easy ride here.
Yes.
Super flat.
July 15th through 16th, Seattle to Portland.
That's
the
right.
STP.
Another organized ride. And
not July, a lot of people do that.
No,
really,
no
really quiet.
July 29th, Pyathon, hosted by the Sprocket Podcast. We'll be back for another live podcast and a bunch of
music. We don't know
music.
What that's going to look like quite yet.
And pie.
Yes. Pie and music and us.
The mathematical equation or the delectable treat?
Both.
Oh, yes. Nice.
October 6th, the Amalex Challenge.
Yes.
That is the Allegheny Mountain Loop. Crux.
That's like in my neck of the woods.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's on the East Coast.
Huh.
Yeah. So that is stuff that you should take a part of. If you have an idea of something that people should know about, send it to us. As you know, we promote 6 months in advance or more. We could just have an event that's like in 2025, you know, just like it's coming forever. So with that, a couple of headlines.
What can compare with the thrill of a brand new bike?
I like my bike, it's fast. I like my bike, it's fast. I like my bike, it's fast. It circles around the city lights.
And now, 25 minutes.
next, so this first one comes to us from Peanut Butter Jar Matt, and it is titled, this came to us, from Peanut Butter Jar Matt off of philly.com, and this is Watch Bicyclists Takeover Vine Street Expressway. Scores of bicyclists took over some of the roadways in Philadelphia, including Vine Street Expressway, and
causing chaos. For
causing
motorists.
Chaos in like
Oh my!
You should read.
What?
You should read. You guys should all read this article because it has a very
inflammatory language.
It's got a slant, but The videos are awesome.
Well, as we know, they were all riding without helmets.
Without helmets and popping wheelies.
Popping wheelies like irresponsible teenagers. Yes.
Little trivia, peanut butter jar Matt owns my Dayhan. My old
Dayhan. Really?
That's true. He bought my Dayhan.
Holy shit.
With pieces of eight.
Yeah. It was cash. It was cash transactions. We met in New Jersey. He's a very cool guy.
Yeah.
I met his wife.
Awesome.
So,
bike name.
I'm assuming that this is a place where it might be illegal to ride your bike. Is this a sanctioned bicycle riding area? Or
I don't know.
It's a relay.
I think it's worth noting that most of the bikes were like BMX and cruisers. These weren't like road bikes or whatever.
So we can't wave that flag at them.
Sure. Yeah. But there was like hundreds of them.
Uh-huh.
You know, whether or not it's legal, I think it's worth noting in that article they mentioned no arrests were made.
But
no
arrests were made.
Street, I'm sure. I don't know. Bob's from Philly. One of the mechanics at Clever is from Philly. And
should I call him up?
Yeah.
No.
We got time, right?
The show is so short. Yeah. We need more. We need more content.
We need more content for this.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I could see an expressway going either direction in that it's like either it's a
well, like, you know, trying to get on the I-5 here.
Right. Like, that's illegal here. Yes. But it's been done.
Oh.
Or it could be completely illegal and just an inconvenience to motorists on a Sunday.
And that's kind of what it sounded like.
Right. Well, I mean, some of those guys have been working all night on their night shift, third shift jobs, and then they have to deal with a bunch of jackasses popping wheelies
popping
in front of
wheelies.
Them as they're on their way to the 7 a.m. tavern just to kind of, relax and unwind before they sleep all day.
Kids in your spandex shorts.
Right. But
tight jeans.
Most people, not a huge problem.
I'd like to see a dude on spandex with a BMX, by the way. That would be hilarious.
I don't. But, to each their own,
I will say that the Sprocket Podcast does not condone or endorse any illegal behavior. That would be irresponsible and wrong, and it could get you in trouble. So just know that we told you that.
Next up from the Monterey Herald via Gregory B. in Santa Cruz.
This is a story that says, Tim has been following with relish.
Very happy to hear this story.
He says, FYI, the previous Pfeiffer Canyon Bridge has been demolished.
Demolished.
And a new bridge is expected to be operational by mid-late
September. Yes.
So, a lot faster than a lot of people might expect.
It'll be surmountable again.
Yes. Great news. Especially for the folks in that area, because, I mean...
The whole cost,
to have bridges, right?
Right. The whole cost, including demolition and construction, will be about $21 million, and building the span will be handled by the Golden State Bridge out of Benicia.
Benicia.
It's expected to be ready by mid to late September.
Del
That's so
Toro.
Great. Yes.
Is that
I don't know. No, because so
a famous actor will be replacing the bridge.
Benicio del Toro himself will be building the bridge.
And not the Golden Gate Bridge. It's the Golden State Bridge Company, it looks like.
I hope he does it in character.
Like, I sure hope so.
Like, I don't know, Finster from Usual Suspects, maybe?
That'd be pretty good.
Exactly.
Like in a white T-shirt,
We can build a bridge.
Or like in The Hunted where he says nothing. For anyone who...
He just silently builds the bridge, and then he walks away. He's like, you're welcome. That's it. That's all he says.
Right, but he jumps off the bridge, and then he winds up, 10 miles upstream?
Oh, really?
That's just local Portland geography. If you've ever seen the movie, you know that, geography in movies is really kind of screwed up. We may not have a bridge over Pfeiffer Big Sur just yet, but what we do have...
We got mail. Hey, we got mail.
I still love that.
Me too. I just...
You guys can discuss after the show.
We got mail forever.
Oh, God.
We got a text.
We've been asking for those.
This came to us from the 360 area code, which
That's
I had
Washington.
To research.
All the way across the river.
Yes. I had to research who it was, or not who it was, but where it was from. And I don't want to say disappointed, but the fact that it was it's just outside of Seattle.
It's Clark County. Okay.
Yeah. That's all right. Thanks for the inspiring chat with the cat. I do believe
the cat
they
from
mean,
the Joyride.
Yes, the cat from the Joyride. So great, and good luck with Aaron's Go Feed Me.
Go Feed Me. Yes, you are going to raise money for your groceries.
Yes,
that's right. Ranger Tom.
Ranger Tom, what a pleasure to meet you. Sorry I didn't get a chance to swing by your campsite. Hope you were comfortable.
Well, there were all those tarps up. Nobody else gave us any guff. But
don't let the uniform startle you. We're all super friendly. Sometimes we just have to deal with unsavory situations.
I think he might have been referring to the piece that he has to wear for his job.
Oh, that's because rangers are
Sometimes they pack heat.
Yes, a branch of law enforcement.
Law enforcement officer, yes. Yeah.
Did he sign up Boomer Sooner? There's a little Oklahoma reference, people. That's what we call a callback. Are we at the three-hour mark yet?
That rolling in with watching all the bikes roll in was the highlight of his day, and he's also coordinating the Washington State Parks Bike Your Park Day with Adventure Cycling Association.
Oh, nice.
That's great.
Reputable. Yeah.
So another
yeah.
piece for our calendars.
And another good. Beard in Portland he wants to be.
That's eventually, right.
Yeah. That sounded like Yoda. I apologize. Another beard in Portland he wants to be.
Peanut Butter Jar Matt uses our dollar bill patch to save the day.
The one that we sent him?
The dollar bill that we sent him, yes. Yeah.
Hopefully not on the bike that I sold him.
Use this to patch your bike.
Where's George.com?
So he does believe he heard this from us, and I do believe we have talked about this.
Yeah.
So those two,
and if you have, and I have,
may be independent yeah. of each other, but
yeah, the dollar yes. bill trick is a well known trick.
So he says I think he was DBR may have mentioned it as well. I don't know if he was. Yeah. I don't know if he was the first, but he talked about
the
it.
The very first. No one else has ever done it.
Ever done it. So
trademark registered.
Yeah. So he was biking out with a few friends. They went up to NYC and rode around and
Manhattan and Brooklyn. Yeah. Other Half Brewing. They went to.
Oh, nice.
And about 20 miles from their final destination, his friend's sidewall was shredded.
Yep.
Shredded. Got a flat. A 1-inch section. Just like, boom, gone. Yep. No more sidewall. He was defeated.
So he explained the dollar bill trick, and they employed it, and he replaced his tube, and they were back riding, and it held up for another 20 miles.
Peanut Butter Jar Matt's like the hero.
Yeah. So here, the dollar bill trick, for anybody who doesn't know what it is that you can take a standard issue U.S. dollar bill, legal for all purposes.
You know, it doesn't have to be a $1 bill. But
it could be a 50. I mean,
go with 100, man. Be a baller.
Do what you got to do.
Be a baller.
Having
used your 100.
One, I used one for like more than a year, and those things eventually over time don't look as nice as they used to. No. So I'd stick with maybe a $2 bill at most.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you're in Canada, do not use a loonie. It
no.
will not work.
That
no,
will not work.
Nor
will
a piece work. Of eight.
If this is a Chris Nelson original. Well, I first heard it from Chris Nelson of Joe Bike and Bikes for Humanity. He likes to carry on a piece of the, like, the Tyvek,
like the sheeting from construction sites?
Like,
like the mailing
service.
Envelope.
The postal yeah, service like the
bags.
Envelope. Yep.
Yes.
Oh,
yep.
Really?
Yeah.
I could see that working.
Yeah. Anything that will, in dollar bill, not just paper.
No, they're
made
cloth.
Of cotton.
Yeah. Yeah. It needs to be a sturdy piece of fabric-y paper.
Something
at
to
least.
Boot up your tire with, yeah. Yes. And this is his friend was going to take the subway home, which is a nice option if there's a subway that goes all the way, 20 miles to your destination. That's a long subway ride. But,
NYC,
you know,
man.
It or held just, up for 20 miles.
Just make a dollar bill dirty and then be a hero.
Either way.
That's what Peanut Butter Jar Matt just did.
That's right.
That's right.
So congratulations. I'm glad. You know, I think I probably heard that first from the Metal Cowboy, Joe Kramaski. I think he may have mentioned that was a thing you can do. So I think I might have heard about there first, but I'm not sure.
Well, I'd like to say this is sort of like maybe us paying him back for the peanut butter jar trick.
Exactly.
Because he is called Peanut Butter Jar Matt.
For a reason.
That's right.
But didn't one of you say you didn't like it?
Overnight oats?
Well, one of you didn't like it.
I still don't. I don't make overnight oats, but I do wash out all of my peanut butter jars and I recycle them where I used to just throw them away.
I purposefully will keep a peanut butter jar for days until I get oatmeal to put it in.
That's a good idea.
Somebody needs to go back and listen to the episode so you can out which one of these guys didn't like it, because I remember one of them didn't like it.
I tried to make a joke about how it doesn't work with a mayonnaise jar.
Babe, I laughed while I was listening in my kitchen making dinner. I thought it was funny.
But someday I'm going to try it, and I think I'm going to like it. That's all I have to say. That's fan service, people.
And that's your job, to laugh at his jokes, though, isn't it? Honestly.
Well,
You don't have to answer that.
No. I'm sorry. Thank you all. This has been a good episode.
Thank you.
Thank you, Superfan Aqua, for sticking around till the end.
Seriously, Aqua, you're the only one left.
Anybody else who heard?
You know, it would have been just you and her, but you're on the show.
But I'm on the show.
Well, I was going to say.
I might listen just to hear which gets
said
edited
he would
out.
Listen. So.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Rolf.
I hope your mom doesn't listen.
Probably Betsy as well. Yeah. You
know. If your mom listens, I apologize.
So Karen. If anybody else has made it to the end of this, you get to hear this.
Hey, let's get a beer after work.
Yeah.
All right. So let's close out this show, shall we?
Yep. The Sprocket Podcast is produced at StreamPDX Community Audio Studio thanks to the generous support of Open Signal.
Our website is thesprocketpodcast.com.
Email to thesprocketpodcast at gmail.com.
Call or text to 503-847-9774 like they did in the 360.
Twitter at Sprocket Podcast.
Thanks to Ryan J. Lane for our theme music, who I saw his photograph in a bathroom, and It was great.
Herb Bird for our headline sounder.
Marcus Norman for graphic design.
Thanks to sustaining donors Logan Smith, Shadowfoot, Katharina Malamgar,
Wayne Norman, Doug Roberts and Ethan Georgie,
Justin Martin, Eric Iverson, Cameron Lean,
Richard Wazensky, this guy, Tim Mooney, Orange and Purple,
Glenn Kubish, Matt Kelly, Jim Gooden,
Eric Weiss, Doug Cohen-Miller, Todd Parker,
Chris Gonzalez, Dan Gebhardt, who is a time traveler, and Zoe Campagna.
Dave Knows, Chris Smith, Christy Kaster. By the way, happy birthday, Chris Smith.
Woo! Caleb Jenkinson, JP Cooley, Peanut Butter Jar Matt,
Patrick Archain, Sebastian Poole, Marco Lowe,
Rich Otterstrom, Andrew in Colorado, Drew the Welder,
Anna over here, Krista, and John Wasserman,
Andre Johnson, King of Division, Josh Zissen,
Richard G., Guthrie Straw, Brandon Shelby,
Campsite, Aaron Green, Mac Nurse David,
Kathy at Cycling, Walking, Eating, Talking,
Nathan Poulton, Chris Rawson, Rory in Michigan,
Michael Flournoy, Jeremy Kitchen, David Belay,
Tim Coleman, Mr. T., Harry Hugel, thanks for the tips,
Ed Whitman, EJ Finner, and Paul Culbertson, if that's really your name,
Brad Hipwell, Thomas Skato, and Christopher Barnett,
and Keith Hutchison, and Ranger Tom, and all of our former donors who helped us get this far.
Thank you so much.
Now brush your teeth
and
go to bed.